Proclamation number 2326 of May 7, 1942. The will of the being indirectly determines its form. Activity. The process of change on Earth requires uninterrupted activity and is therefore a state of life. As long as the being is in this state, it progresses in its development. The course through life on Earth aims at a detachment from form. The instinctuality of the being, i.e., its will, also determines the form, for although the will is bound for this time, the form enveloping it always corresponds to the nature of its will. Solid, insoluble form conditioned by hard, unbending. Easily destroyed and easily overcome outer form is the result of an already softer will that is ready to serve. And the activity of the spiritual, which harbors itself in the form, is also corresponding. If it wants to serve, then it will be allowed to be incessantly active and can quickly and easily overcome the form enveloping it. The state of inactivity, however, is like an agonizing imprisonment. The spiritual is completely free and powerful in its original state and is now deprived of freedom as well as power. It is chained, and this through its own resistance, through its own will. Until it gives up its resistance to God and turns its will towards Him, it cannot be released from captivity and therefore cannot develop its strength and be active. It must bow to the will of God. Itself wants a being with free will and the right to self-determination. And yet this agonizing state is only a means to return the spiritual being to its original state so that it can use its strength and will again, but in a way which corresponds to divine will and yet brings the being itself a state of supreme happiness, whereas previously, due to its distance from God, the being no longer felt his emanation of love and only harbored unkindness and hatred towards everything good and was therefore unhappy. For the fulfillment of its instincts only triggered increased hatred and increased unkindness. In the bound state, the beingness is now harmless and can no longer use its power in a negative way. But it is withdrawn from it until it decides of its own accord to use it for serving activity. And now the ascent of this fallen and therefore bound spiritual begins. It is always admitted to activity as soon as it only changes its will, and therefore the movable creation is only inhabited by the spiritual, which has given up its hardest resistance and now strives upwards. Whereas the immovable in creation, the dead appearing matter, does not yet betray any happy activity of the spiritual in it, although it too already fulfills a serving purpose. But from this it is evident that the spiritual seeks to flee from form, i.e., is now willing to serve. Any willingness of the spiritual to serve earns it a less oppressive deformation, which it must now overcome itself. If its willingness to serve diminishes, then the possibility to serve is also immediately taken away from it. This is also the explanation for the fact that objects that man needs are always and constantly in use, while the same objects often remain unused for long periods of time. The spiritual in them is determined by its more or less resistant will and now also has a longer or shorter stay in exactly this form. And so even then the will of the being is still decisive, even if it is bound, because the will to serve must come from the spiritual itself, otherwise it cannot develop upwards. Amen.